Okay. Where did we get up to yesterday? We got up to the Gemara. So we're on Pei Gimel, on the base, two lines from the bottom, Omer of Chista. We did the mission about the different types of sales. So now we're going to talk about Onah, right? We got into it a little bit yesterday. We discussed from Bava Metzia that when you have an Onah on a sale, that there was a overcharge, either less than a sixth. Let's say backwards. There was somehow the price was adjusted a sixth. Either you undercharge, you overcharge. So if it's less than a sixth, the sale is good. If it's more than a sixth, then the sale is no good. If it's exactly 1/6, there's a machlokus whether the sale is good or not. But you have to refund back the overcharge.
1/6, is that the
Raisa?
The Raisa. Yeah. Exactly 1/6.
Yeah, these are dinim deraisa. Omer of Chizda, mochel o shova chomesh b'sheish. You sold something that was really only worth 5, but you sold it for 6 more, for 6. So the hukar, then it got more value, of omer al shmona, and then the value went up, and you sold it for 6, now it's worth 8. Saminis ana. So who did the ona on this deal? Who was cheated? Lokeach. The one who bought it was. Lokeach yochel achzer bo v'lo moicher. The lokeach, the one who bought, is allowed to retract, but the one who sold it cannot. Mishum the omer lei, because you can say as follows: Ilu lo onisan. If there wasn't any ona, even there wasn't any overcharge in the sale, the Rashi says omer lei is the lokeach speaking out to the mocher, to the one who sold it. Lo havi motzeis hadrat boch. I wouldn't be able to retract. Hashda b'nei the onisa on Moses Haderbach. Now what? I could return? Of course not. Of course not. You can't. The fact that there was no na. So v'tana tuna, and our Mishnah said, y'all folks, if you sold what you think was high quality, good wheat, v'nim says rose, and it comes out really was inferior quality. So the lokeach, the one who purchased it, is yachal achzer bo v'lo mocher. The one who got the merchandise is allowed to retract, but not the one who sold it. Rav Chista says, "Mochel lo shava sheish bechamish." So he sold something that was worth 6 is the value of it, but he sold it for less. He sold it for 5. V'huzlo v'omnu al gimel. Then it got even lower, and now it went down to 3 is its new market value. So minis anis. So who did the was defrauded in this case? The onah, mocher, the one who sold it. So the mocher yochel achzer bo v'lo lokeach. The seller is the one who's allowed to retract, but not the one who bought it. The Omer Lei, same thing he's going to say. If I hadn't been cheated, defrauded, there was no one else, I wouldn't be able to have, you know, retracted. And now that I'm allowed to? Again, certainly not. No way. You cannot go back.
This
is the Mocher. Yeah.
And he can retract, but not the buyer.
Right.
And we're not talking about the guy who's an expert in business, right? That he should know about.
So at the end of the day, the one's going to say, like, you know, people talk it up. Oh, come on, buy my stuff. It's so good. And the guy says, no, your stuff is so bad. It's like, how much really, you know, credence do we give when people are talking like this? Because that's the way of business. You know, you're always, if you're selling, you know, it's like, look, I got the best schar. I got the best goods to sell. And the guy's buying it, you know. I remember when we were in Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, you go to Ben Yehuda, and the minute is, you hand a little bit, right? I was like, but that's not the price they're asking. I said, honey, this is the minute. You don't pay the price. Yeah. But no, I think really he wants this. I said, no. You know, but that's how business is. You handle. But do I really think that it's worth that? So the assumption was, I thought that was really it. I really, at this point, we're saying, yeah. Vitana Tuner and Mishnah said, Ros Nimsa Siophos, if you sold what you thought you're getting was poor, inferior quality wheat, and it turns out it was really superior, it was good stuff, then only the mocher is allowed to retract, but not the one who bought it. So then what's the chiddush over here? You know, there's no need to teach me the same thing twice. We've seen this throughout Shas, you know. If you have the same concept, it can't be telling me the exact same thing, because you don't need to be repetitive. It'd be redundant. So Moshe says, no, it's not redundant, because I'm going to learn how to chiddush over here by Rav Chisda. Imi mas nisen. If all I had was the case of our Mishnah, Havamina, I would think to say, Dilma Rav Chisda, Tarvaihu Motzi Hadribu, that both of them could go back and retreat.
Why?
Because it's a Mekach Tos. in general, there's a, whenever there's a mekach
tos,
yeah, mekach tos, and either one can pull out. Mas nisin ho os lash meinon. So what the Mishnah is now coming to tell me, the lokech yachol lachzer bo. Then when it was supposed to be, what we thought was getting the high quality, the yachol, so superior quality produce, and it turns out what he got was inferior. He could still be chozer. That's the chiddush now. The salkadai techamina, because you might have thought to say no, he can't pull out. Mishum t'ksiv ra ra yomer hakoyne. Everyone says bad, bad. You know, yeah, you know. Of course, I'm not getting bad stuff, and it really, but he doesn't really mean that. He just says it. But the, you know, when he does get the stuff that was supposed to be, you know, good stuff, and it really was bad. Okay, so maybe think, you know, he could, the lokech could be, could retract from it. Okay, the next line of the Mishnah was Shechamsis Venimsis Lavona. So you had this like red, apparently there's two types of wheat. There's a red wheat.
Sorry.
Sure.
Now, with this one here, why do we have Rav Chisda
then? Rav Chisda tells me that in this case where you really got bad stuff, you can retract. Well, you would not, you might. You,
for the buyer only.
The buyer, yes, the buyer can retract. Okay, but not the seller. Yeah.
Whereas our Mishnah said either one of the two can retract.
If I only had that, the Mishnah without Rav Chisda, I would have thought the both of them. Comes with Chisda saying, no, not both, only the buyer, only the lokeach.
I mean, actually, I know, side question. For instance, Art Scroll makes gemaras.
Yeah.
Let's say it costs them to make a gemara $2.
Yeah.
Printing this and that.
Yeah.
And they sell it for $100. Now, the question is, what? I know it doesn't come into this. In the sense they have to make a profit, this, I understand that. Where is the limit?
The whole suiv on us is extremely complex.
$2?
No, he's asking if it costs $2 to make a gemara, and they charge you $100. Oh. Right, so how do you, these are all sugis and bava mitzi, yeah.
They want to make some, so you can't say, I don't know, if every butcher is selling this for $1, and you're selling this piece of meat for $2, I understand it's, you're overpricing, and you're not, and you could get back your money. But let's say he's the only one who makes it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not shakanor then.
Is that fair? Is that fair then?
Whatever the market value is in business, yeah, people mark up their products that they have to make a profit on.
There's no competition.
There's no competition. Yeah, you don't have to buy from him. He's the corner of the market. You can't. Don't undercut him.
Don't buy it.
Yeah. What about by real estate? Is there by real estate?
No, it's not
because you'll pay whatever it's worth. You know, it's location. If you got what I want, I'm willing to pay millions of dollars for a piece of property if that's the value of it is to me. So don't talk about that. But in terms of commodities, here it means, imagine you going, I remember as a kid, my father loved a show. I used to collect sports cards. And I had a good football card collection, probably somewhere in the boxes. And I, when I was a little kid, I must have been under 10 years old, and I went by myself to the store, and the owner of the store saw, here's a kid with valuable cards, and he ripped me off. I mean, he like you know, I'm talking like expensive cards. The guy gave me like $1 for like, you know. Really. Wow. Got home, my father Michel was furious. He went back to the store. He says, he ripped off my kid. He undid the sale. So when something has a value of it and you're clearly getting ripped off, then the sale is no good. But if there's a commodity, so business is allowed to mark up his.
Everyone's willing to pay for it.
Yeah. That's how it works. Okay, but the real sugya is in Bava Metzia. We all got, and that's right now, we're not really going to discuss it anymore. We go to a new topic. The Mishnah had said, Shechamsis v'nimsis lavona. So you're selling the red wheat, and it comes out really it was white. Omer of Papa migediktani lavona. From the fact that it said white, shma mino hay shimsho sumaktehi. We see from here the shemesh, the sun is really sumak is red. What does that mean? We have a rye that the sun is really red. Teda. How do you know? To call samkut safra ufanya. That was interesting. You know, in the Zemiros we say safra v'ramsha. Here, safra means morning, and fani means at nighttime. Safra v'ramsha, as we say in the Zemiros, so there's two animals. Safra v'ramsha, what's it? Tzipor? It's a bird. And the ramsha is a beetle, is a bug. So we see the whole world is Hashem singing your songs of praise. Safra v'ramsha, the birds and the beetles, but they only have a limited amount of time they could give shevach to you. We, the Klal Yisrael, we give shevach the whole day. Perek Shira, we're the ones who say halalukas. We say, Hashem, we're singing your songs all day long. So I was looking around, I didn't see too much, and why the Gemara doesn't use the traditional way of saying it. Here it says, Fanya. Okay, so the sun is red, safra in the morning, ufanya at nighttime. V'hai d'loka chazinu kuliyom, why doesn't it appear red in the whole day? So the Gemara says, the reason even the sun is that color, it doesn't seem to us that way, Nahorin hu delo bori, because we don't have such good eyesight. We look, and there's the Rashbam, it's maybe 10, 15 lines up before it gets really wide at the bottom. Nahorin delo bori, our eyesight isn't so healthy, we don't have such good eyesight. Ma'or einenu, einu boru kol kach, our eyesight's not so good. Mitoch or hayom, shmakecha einenu, it weakens our eyes. Avat safar ufanya, but in the morning and in the evening, when you can look directly at the sun, shom choshech nikar ad mumis, you can recognize how red it is. Hachamam for a papal the forish meshna sidabo and by mikris shachamis. He's explaining our mishnah why the red one is called the red wheat is called it because it hits by the sun. But really, what the Rashi is telling is the sun is red, but you know you can't look directly at the sun in the to overpower you. So you can look in the morning, you look in the night, and that's when we see the true color of the sun. Is that really true? The sun is red. Meisvel ask you Akasha. Coming up, I guess, in a week or two, we'll have the Indian of Tsaras. Umar Ehu, the color, the appearance of this Tsaras, Omok Min Ha'or. So it is deeper than the skin. Kimar Chama Amuka Min Hatzel. Hossam Lovanhu. So this would imply, no, it's making an equation that the way that the Tsaras looks is white, which is the color of the sun. So it's Akasha. Here from the Pasuk, it's implying the sun is white, not red. Yet we were saying now that red means the sun. So what's the, that's a Lamda Shashayla. What's the color of the sun? Kimarechama velo kimarechama. It's like the appearance of the sun, and it's not like the appearance of the sun. Good yeshiva answer. It is and it isn't. It's both. Why? Kimarechama. It's like the appearance of the sun, this tsaras, da'amukim in hatzel, because it's like deeper, it's darker than the shade. Velo kimarechama, but it's different than the appearance of the sun in the following aspect. De'ilu hosom lovon, because there it's white, v'hocha odom, and here it's red. So the Saras is white. It's compared to the sun, but it's not compared to the sun in terms of the color, because the sun is red and the Saras is white.
So my way is being compared.
Because like in the act that it's amukim and hatzel. That's the way that was the... There is some aspect which Saras and what's it called, the sun are the same, but it's not in terms of color. That's what the Gemara deflected the challenge. What did we think originally? What was the Havamina? Ha kasam katzafra ufanya. Right? So we thought that it was red at night and at day. But safra, why during the morning time where the sun appeared to be red? Dechalfa abe varde de Gan Eden. Because it's passing by Gan Eden. So it gets all red. In the morning, the sun passes by Gan Eden. You see from here clearly that Gan Eden has to be a physical place in this world. There's a Ramban on the Chumash, and a lot of the Rishonim clearly, it's machlokes, you know, you have, it's so funny, you go through, it's a huge literature, but if you go, there's some Rishonim who want to prove what's in the north, and some want to prove what's in the south, and some from the east, and they use this Gemara and other Gemara as well, but everybody clearly says that Gan Eden is a physical location in this world. We had a Gemara in Erevin, I think it was actually a few years ago we did it together. But they were talking about the entrance, the Pesach, there's one in the ocean, there's one, okay, one in Yerushalayim. But you see clearly, but Safra, the sun is red because it's passing by Gan Eden, which is a physical place. But Fanya, and in the evening, the Chalfa Pischa to Gehinnom. Gehinnom is also a place in this world. Gehinnom is a valley. So there's a place of Gan Eden in this world, there's a place of Gehinnom, and the sun is red as it passes by these two locations. It sounds like the first way that it's Gan Eden in the morning and Gehinnom at night. Yikida Amri Samle Ipcha, that really passes by Gan Eden in the nighttime, and Gehinnom is where it's in the morning. Okay. Now we get more back into a halachic topic. Yayin v'nimtza chometz. So if you were selling wine, and it turns out it was not wine, but it was vinegar. Shnehem yachol nachzbehen. So both the buyer and the seller could retract. It's a mekach tos, and they're not bound by the sale. Lema, does this mean mas nisin rebi hi v'lo rabbonon? Sounds like our Mishnah that they're both allowed to retract because it was something different. It was something different. And when you're buying one thing, you're buying apples and you get oranges. You're buying oranges, you want to get apples. You got something you didn't buy. If you wanted wine, you got vinegar. So that would be Rebbe, not the Rebbe, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Yayin v'chometz min echad hu, according to the Rabbonim, that's the same thing. Rebbe Omer shnei minim, they're really two. What does it make? Who makes? Who cares whether it's the same min, the same species or not? So two nafgaminas, as Rashbam brings. Number one would be for truma. You're not allowed to take truma off one item for another. And a second nafgamina would be in the case where Parshas Mishpatim has a kihuze, which means motive miktas. If a person would taina, I got something, but not everything, so could you use these as interchangeable? Could, if it's really one thing, chometz and yayin, the vinegar and the wine are really the same min.
Oh, so he owes you wine.
Right, but I gave you some vinegar, and that's considered to be I partially gave you something. Yeah. Yeah.
Why should the milker be able to? Presumably, the wine costs more than the vinegar, right?
I don't know.
Yes.
I think it does. So okay. The milker got a better price anyway. So why should he be able to back up?
Maybe someone else he could do. I don't know. He's got a side client who's willing to pay more for it.
Maybe, okay.
For whatever reason, right? If it's this sale, I want to pull back. Obviously, there has to be some incentive behind it. Why he'd be interested?
Why he would want to pull back?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
This, I seem to recall Barbar Zohar by Yainessa. You don't differentiate between Yain. Vinegar, because one man's yain, one man's vinegar is another man's yain, is another person's vinegar. So yeah. The question would be, why do we differentiate here?
Well, that's the machlokas, Rebbe, and the Chacham. Right. Let's read the Rashba, the top Rashba, min echad hu. Im Torah mizeh al zeh, truma sa truma. If you would separate from one on the other, that would be a good truma, right? The krinim bay v'harimosem imen. You've taken truma from it. It's the same. It's the same thing. And then he speaks about the second one is the motive of miktas v'chein le'inyan hodoa v'min ha'taina. You know what your taina v'im toin yoyin v'choymitz v'hodlo v'echad mehen. He says, I sold you yam chometz and I agreed that part of it chayv shvuo al hasheni. You have to give a shvuo motive of miktas on the other one. Right, the ikahodah miktas satayna min ha taina, because I partially admitted to what you were claiming I had given. So that's those are the two nafkaminas, whether it's one or two. Okay, second line of the Gemara, fibu teima even rabbanan. One second, I can tell you that our Mishnah is going like the rabbanan that holds that it really is the same thing. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan aled the Rebbe. Only in this case they were arguing on Rebbe the el inyan meiser utruma. They were arguing about whether you can use the two interchangeably when you're separating your truma and your maaser. Rabbi Ilah, like Rabbi Ilah says, the Om Rabbi Ilah, minayin the Torah min hara'o al hayafet shetruma so truma. How do I know that if I use my poor, inferior produce and I separate from that and I kept the good stuff for myself, so the truma is truma? We spoke out from the Ramban that there's an inyan bedafka to give the best in your truma, okay? But the guy didn't do that, but it's still good. Shneemar v'lo sisu alav chet beharim chem es chelbo mimen. So you won't sisu, you won't carry a sin when you separated it. Ve'im eino kadosh, but if it's not really kadosh, if it didn't really transfer into this truma meiser, meaning restricting now the zar can't eat it. Nesias chet not lama. What sin was there? Then you didn't work. So mikan, so you see from this, the fact that you did it, litore min hara hayofe, shetruma sa truma, that when you separate the bad stuff, using it for your goods, you're not a nice guy, we're not going to honor you at the next shul dinner, but okay, you got it, it worked. Aval inyin mekach u'mimkar, but when it comes to sale, dechuli alma ike de nichale bechamra v'lo nichale bechala. Everyone would agree that when one person wants the chamar, wants the wine, lo nichale b'chala, he doesn't want the vinegar. So meaning, if the recipe calls for vinegar, I don't want wine. And the recipe calls for, I'm not going to make kiddush on my vinegar, right? I want what I got. V'ikad nichale b'chala, and those people who want the vinegar, lo nichale b'chamra. So everyone would agree for the sale. I mean, even the rabbanim agree that the wine and the vinegar are two separate items when it comes to a sale. That would be the halacha, because we know you're machpid, you want a particular type of
See, if someone shots up truma for kayin A and he decides to give the kayin B,
yeah,
any problem?
No, because Hanaz, what's it called? Hanaz Mamun in the Bala, that I'm allowed to pick which coin I want to give it to. I have to give it to a Kohen, but whoever I want to give them, I'm allowed to.
When you're giving the truma, you had in mind this kayin. Then, you know, something happened, you want to give it to another kayin. You're allowed to change your mind?
I think so.
As long as you didn't give it to him or anything.
Right, I can't take it back, but I
understand. Okay.
I don't think it's, that if I want to change which coin I'm giving it to, I think you can.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay.
So one thing is, I want to find Imenu Kadosh Chet Nama, when he said that. So actually, it is, of course, Kadosh we are saying, right? And there is no Chet with it. So then what is the Pasuk referring to?
The Pasuk is saying you shouldn't get a sin by doing this. So the only way it would be a sin is
if it really
took a status of Truma on it. Yeah. So you see that it became Truma. Because if it didn't become Truma, there wouldn't be any Aveira, there wouldn't be any Chet. So the fact that the Torah warns you and says, oh, don't get a Chet, don't sin because of this. You see from there proof that the Truma really worked in it.
So when it says, what is it saying then? That it's not going to become...
When you're separating it, when you're separating your truma, you shouldn't get nevera by doing that.
Exactly. What you mean when you do from good to bad?
Yeah, from bad, taking the bad off as
from the good.
Yeah,
it's like hevel. I mean kain.
Right.
So is there any chet in here?
No. It works. It's not. The Ramban says you shouldn't do this.
I see.
The Ramban writes a stepel separate to give min hamufkar from the choicest, the best property you have. But if he didn't, okay, you're a cheapskate, whatever it is, you're a stingy guy. It works. Okay, good. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Hamocher peros lachavero. You're selling now fruit in Ramban. Rashbam says pasuk ladomim b'shar hayadua. We have a set price. Hamocher peros lachavero. You have a set price. You're selling the produce, the fruits. By the way, it's interesting. You know, the peros is the same word in English as fruit. If you just change the nekudos. Look at peir without a yud, peirot. You turn the pay into a fe.
Yeah.
You put a shvan in it and it becomes ferut.
Even with the yud, it makes it even better because it's all
ferut.
Fruit.
Okay. Yeah. Peiros is fruit.
Wow.
There's a lot of English words that really come from Hebrew. Hamoich peiros lechaveru moshach lo modod kona. So you did a meshicha, but you didn't measure out exactly what it was your kona. That is a valid acquisition. If you measured it, but you didn't do a mashicha, you didn't pull the object, lo kona, you did not formally acquire it. Im haya pikeach, the guy's smart, we'll see what this means. The guy's smart, he has good business sense. Socher es makomun, he will rent out the actual location where the sale is taking place. Okay, we'll explain. Halokeach pishton me chavero, if you're purchasing flax from your friend. This you do not acquire until you move it from one place to another. And if it was attached to the ground, and you just separate a little bit from that part that was attached, you turned it from, you know, talosh, you separated it, then kona, then you would be, you would be the official owner of it. Okay, the more is going to explain later on a page Zion what that's discussing. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moed Avenich Agave Simta Kona. So if you measured it and you placed it down on a Simta, it's kedai to know what the Simta is. The Simta was a special place, like towards the side of Rishus HaRabim. So imagine like this table would be like the Rishus HaRabim. So everyone's walking around doing things. They had like a little side area off where you could go and like make your business sales.
The resting spot.
Like a resting spot, right. You're allowed to. Everyone had Rishus to put down their stuff in that area. And you follow, you know, you can imagine.
For Shabbos concerned, you can walk back and forth.
For Shabbos, it's simply still Rishus HaRabim. It's still Rishus HaRabim in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. But in terms of, well, we'll see now about making a Kinyan, you can imagine. Like a busy street in Manhattan or something like that, and you know you're trying to make a business deal. It's all busy and everyone's wanting. Man, I want to talk privately for a second. So they would like negotiate. They go to the side and then would work out the deal over there. That's called the simta. So again, Omer of Asi, Omer of Yochanan, Moda v'hiniach agabe simta. If you measured out and you placed it down in the simta, the side area corner, you own it. Omer of Zeru of Asi. This is stark. Wow. Shema lo shoma Rebbe. Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe what you heard was a little bit differently. El hamodi l'toch kuposo. No, not that you put it down, but you measured it and you put it into the guy's basket. Omer le, so he said back to him, domi l'haymi rabbonim, kidelo gemir inshe shmeitza. You appear to me like someone who's never gone to yeshiva before. You never learned anything. You're like, you know, you don't even know how to learn. Like, how could you say such a thing, right? You have to tell me a chiddush that's necessary to say it. If you measure and you place into someone's kupa in their basket, that's obviously kiblamine or lo kiblamine. So did he accept this mussar? Did he not accept the mussar? Did he accept it or not? So tashma, the Gemara says, the omer of Yanai omer Rebbe chotzer hashutvim konin ze mize. If you have a chotzer that belonged to both of them, they can make a kinyan. Both of them can make a kinyan in this courtyard. So my love, agabe karka, aren't we talking about a case where they just placed it down on the ground itself, and that would be enough to make the kinyan? Lo, l'toch kuposo. It must be where he put it actually into his basket. V'achinami mistabet. It's logical to say like that. To Om Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yochanan, modud v'heniach agabe simto. Lokona, because Rabbi Yaakov says over in the name of Yochanan, if you measured and you put it down on the simto, lokona, right? So one second, it's like kashin ahad today. The first verse says he was kona, and now we're saying he wasn't kona. So which is it? Are you kona by putting it down on the simto, or are you not? Elav shmamino kan. The case of Rabbi Yanai was b'modi l'toch kuposo. Rabbi Yanai's version is where you measured it, you put it into the kupa. Kan, the version of Rabbi Yaakov, b'moided al gabi karka, must be where you measured and you put it down on the karka, shma mino. So in that case, you would not be kone, right? Tashma.
So we're saying it's not kone, right? If it is on the simta.
It would be kone. If you put it into the...
onto the karka. If we put it into the basket kupato, it's okay.
Yes.
If it's onto the karka,
it's no good.
No good.
Right.
Well, what was the half a minute that you would be kind of putting it on the karka?
It's not your karka.
It's not yours. I'm always going to ask at the end, the bottom of the daf. Well, who are you going to? How do you?
I thought that's what the point was.
So it could be, yeah, but it could be that like that was, you know, like you have reshus to use that. So if you're allowed to use that, you'll be allowed to make kinyon.
That's what the Rashbam says. Yeah. The second Rashbam.
Which one?
The second Rashbam in the Gemara. Agav Yisuf and Kana.
Right.
That's you're putting it in his reshus by putting it in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what he says. Dalmer Shvil Shel Yechidim. It's like a place where the people could stand there. So you have it's like a shtick. Even though it is reshus Rabbim. And we said it's like Hilchos Shabbos, still Rishus Rabbim, but it's like you have Rishus to be there. You're allowed to do your business dealings. It's almost like an umdana that people will allow you to use that to make transactions. I'm not machped on you, you're not machped on me, and we understand. You have a deal. That's where you go. It's a little bit quieter. You can talk, you can finish up the deal, and then you do it there. Yeah. Okay. Tashma. Modo v'lo moshach lokona. If you measured out the produce, but you did not make a meshicha, you didn't pull the object, lokona, you didn't acquire it. My lab is simta. Aren't we talking about a simta? Case so you still have to. It's not enough just to place it down. You have to really do a kinyan meshicha as well. Lo b'reshus harabim. No, we're talking about reshus harabim. But in the simta, you would not need it to do the meshicha. Ve'ihachi. One second. Imareisha. Let's go back to the beginning, the first part of the Mishnah, where it said, "Moshach v'lo modod kona." If you did a meshicha and you did not measure it out, you are kona. So that's talking about Rishus HaRabim. Meshich Rishus HaRabim Mikonya? How can you do that? Rishus HaRabim doesn't work. Saha Abai V'Rab Domer Tarvayhu. Both Abai and Rav said the following. Mesira Koine Rishus HaRabim. You can do a Mesira in Rishus HaRabim. Uvechotze She'enu Shel Shnehem. In a courtyard that doesn't belong to both of them. It's not the Shutlis. Meshich Koine B'Simto. And Meshich works in the Simto as well. Uvechotze She'hi Shel Shnehem. And in the chutz that belongs to both of them, so you could do hagba. You could lift up the object. That would apply any place. The kinyan hagba works all the time. But you see, the meshicha b'shus harabim is not kone. So my moshach nami diktani. What is the Mashiach talking about? It must be where you did the following. Mirishus HaRabim L'Simta. So you pulled it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Simta. The first case, the Bayit HaMashiach into the Simta. That's the Reisha. And the second was where he placed it down. Right? That's the second case, is where they measured it out, his Madad, and then he puts it into the Simta. Where it asks, Ihochi, though, one second, Ima Seifa, you have to think about what it says in the Seifa. Im Hayapikeach, the guy is smart, he's intelligent, he's a good businessman. Soicher es makom, he'll rent out the space. If you want us to be consistent, Iber Shus HaRabim, if this is someone said, Mitchell, if someone says, if he's Iber Shus HaRabim, Iman Ogar, who's he going to rent it out from? How do you rent? You can't rent it. It's like Karkin and Exelis, you can't get a Shus HaRabim. So Halchi Kamar says to Gamar, no, this is how you have to understand it. V'im Rishus Bailim Hi, if it's in the Rishus of the owner, Se'im Hai Pikeach, he wants to be smart and get it, Soich Es Makomam in the Baal, in his spot, not in Rishus HaRabim. You can't do that. So it must be if you're in the seller's possession and you want to acquire it, that's why we do it. That's one of the things that we talk about when we do when I perform the Mechiras Chametz. Oh. So I get Rishus to rent any locations necessary in the house to make sure that it is a valid sale as well. Okay, everyone, we'll stop here.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I just was bonded by